From the sidelines, Dungy looks up at the clock. 8 minutes, 19 seconds remaining. The Bucks have been behind all game and have squandered opportunity after opportunity in typical fashion. If their defense doesn't make something happen right now, this game will effectively be over. San Diego has the ball on their own 20-yard line, and the Chargers quarterback, Stan Humphries, is preparing to lead a drive that he hopes will put the game away. The play clock begins, and Humphries is poised to take the snap. But Dungy isn't looking at Humphries. Instead, he's watching his own players align into a formation they have spent months perfecting. Traditionally, football is a game of feints and counterfeints, trick plays and misdirection. Coaches with the thickest playbooks and most complicated schemes usually win. Dungy, however, has taken the opposite approach. He isn't interested in complication or obfuscation. When Dungy's defensive players line up, it is obvious to everyone exactly which play they are going to use. Dungy has opted for this approach because, in theory, he doesn't need misdirection. He simply needs his team to be faster than everyone else. In football, milliseconds matter. So instead of teaching his players hundreds of formations, he has taught them only a handful. But they have practiced over and over until the behaviors are automatic. When his strategy works, his players can move with a speed that is impossible to overcome. But only when it works. If his players think too much or hesitate or second-guess their instincts, the system falls apart. And so far, Dungy's players have been a mess. This time, however, as the Bucks line up on the 20-yard line, something is different. Take Reagan Upshaw, a Buccaneer defensive end who has settled into a three-point stance on the scrimmage line. Instead of looking up and down the line, trying to absorb as much information as possible, Upshaw is looking only at the cues that Dungy taught him to focus on. First, he glances at the outside foot of the opposite lineman. His toes are back, which means he is preparing to block while the quarterback passes. Next, Upshaw looks at the lineman's shoulders, rotated slightly inward, and the space between him and the next player, a fraction narrower than expected. Upshaw has practiced how to react to each of these cues so many times that at this point, he doesn't have to think about what to do. He just follows his habits. San Diego's quarterback approaches the line of scrimmage and glances right, then left, barks the count, and takes the ball. He drops back 5 steps and stands tall, swiveling his head, looking for an open receiver. 3 seconds have passed since the play started. The stadium's eyes and the television cameras are on him. So most observers fail to see what's happening among the Buccaneers. As soon as Humphries took the snap, Upshaw sprang into action. Within the first second of the play, he darted right across the line of scrimmage, so fast the offensive lineman couldn't block him. Within the next second, Upshaw ran 4 more paces downfield, his steps a blur. In the next second, Upshaw moved 3 strides closer to the quarterback, his path impossible for the offensive lineman to predict. As the play moves into its 4th second, Humphries, the San Diego quarterback, is suddenly exposed. He hesitates, sees Upshaw from the corner of his eye. And that's when Humphries makes his mistake. He starts thinking. Humphries spots a teammate, a rookie tight end named Brian Rocha, 20 yards downfield. There's another San Diego receiver much closer, waving his arms, calling for the ball. The short pass is the safe choice. Instead, Humphries, under pressure, performs a split-second analysis, cocks his arm, and heaves to Rocha. That hurried decision is precisely what Dungy was hoping for. As soon as the ball is in the air, A Buccaneers safety named John Lynch starts moving. Lynch's job was straightforward. When the play started, he ran to a particular point on the field and waited for his cue. There's enormous pressure to improvise in this situation. But Dungy has drilled Lynch until his routine is automatic. And as a result, when the ball leaves the quarterback's hands, Lynch is standing 10 yards from Rocha, waiting. As the ball spins through the air, Lynch reads his cues, the direction of the quarterback's face mask and hands, the spacing of the receivers, and starts moving before it's clear where the ball will land. Rocha, the San Diego receiver, springs forward, but Lynch cuts around him and intercepts the pass. Before Rocha can react, Lynch takes off down the field toward the Chargers' end zone. The other Buccaneers are perfectly positioned to clear his route. Lynch runs 10, then 15, then 20, then almost 25 yards before he is finally pushed out of bounds. The entire play has taken less than 10 seconds. 2 minutes later, the Bucs score a touchdown, taking the lead for the first time all game. 5 minutes later, they kick a field goal. In between, Dungy's defense shuts down each of San Diego's comeback attempts. The Buccaneers win, 25-17, one of the biggest upsets of the season. At the end of the game, Lynch and Dungy exit the field together. "It feels like something was different out there," Lynch says as they walk into the tunnel. "We're starting to believe," Dungy replies.